Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa Al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, you will discuss issues, relevant questions, and other fields regarding the Islamic upbringing of children. And we would like to stress that the answers that we provide in this program are all based upon the narrations of the household of the Prophet and, of course, of the Prophet himself, and upon the Holy Quran, supplemented with scientific research. Joining us in the studio today is our dear friend, Sheikh Ali Himani, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you for joining us.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's my pleasure to be here in your studio.
Sheikh, last time we spoke about how important it is for us to provide a controlled environment for our teenagers, for our young, and how we should help them select good friends, and how ideally, and inshallah, they already have good friends, because bad friends, as you mentioned in your story, your personal experience, they can either lead you to corruption or they can lead you to the Sirat al-Mustaqim, to perfection. But how can we as parents help our children, and their young children, keep in mind, 8, 9 years old, maybe even 12, how can we help them choose their friends? Isn't it a natural process that just happens?
To a certain extent, it's true that it's a natural process. However, you would notice that these children themselves, they have certain criteria on their mind, and those criteria are based on the upbringing. For example, let me take example of my daughter. She's 7 years old. She goes to school here. And then in the beginning, she was like, X person is my friend, Y person is my friend, Z person is my friend.
Right.
After 2 months, we said, well, how's your friendship going along with X person? She said, she's not my friend anymore. I said, why? What happened? She said, I saw her beating up other children. So I said, so what's wrong with that? She said, nope, beating is not a good thing to do.
Mashallah.
This is what we've been teaching her right from her childhood.
Right.
That
bullying
look,
is
you can't
wrong.
Harm others, because yeah. Harming others is something that is disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that psychology, that subconscious message that we've delivered to her, she saw this child beating up other children, and she's like, because she beats others, I don't want to associate with her, right?
So that's a criteria for her.
Exactly. So one of the ways that we can help our children pick the right kind of friends is right from that age when they are about 6 years old, we start providing those criteria, those measurements, those yardsticks to our
right.
children, that these are good traits, these are good qualities, these are good behaviors. You should have them, and the people you pick should have them. And these are the bad characteristics, these are the bad behaviors.
Okay.
You should not have them.
Right.
And when you pick people, make sure they don't have that. That way, they pick the friends. Again, you can't pick the friends for your children, because that'll be like forcing them, coercing them to have
right.
a particular friend, and they might
These
not like it.
These forced play dates, if you heard, they never work out.
They never work out.
Yeah.
So you give them the measurements, you give them the characteristics and traits, they pick their own friends, and then they become loyal to these friends, right?
Right.
And when they do that, one of the things that we can do to make sure that this friendship lasts longer and becomes a stronger friendship is that give importance to their friends. Right. Sometimes what we do is we start reprimanding the friends. You know, it's not that the friend that my daughter has made is going to be all angel and going to do all good
with the child.
There are times when she's going to do mistakes. She's going to
right.
shout back. She's going to beat someone, or something's going to happen. And the moment that happens, my daughter comes back and says, Dad, that wife friend that I had, I saw her beating up one kid today.
Right? And you're and like, disassociate, exactly. Cut all connections.
And immediately we're like, oh my God, that she's also a bad person, so disassociate, don't hang around with her. No, rather, you help her understand and you ask her and understand the scenario and help her understand that this is not something that is a regular behavior.
Of course, if they're friends, they have an established relationship.
And then you'll have to help them understand that this could have been one-off behavior, that too as a reaction because someone else was beating her up, and in her self-defense, she defended herself. So instead of reprimanding, we should give importance to their friends, and there are a couple of other points that we will discuss.
Let's discuss them after a quick break.
Inshallah.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Dear Sheikh, just before we went on a break, we were talking about one of the methods we can use to help our children choose good friends. Any other methods, dear Sheikh?
One of the things that I was mentioning was about giving importance to their friends. Like the way I respect my daughter, I respect her choices. I have given her the criteria to pick friends. And when she has picked a friend, I should respect her decision and I should give importance to the friends, right?
So when you say importance, do you mean that you should ask about the friends, their well-being?
Sometimes, like? Sometimes from the daughter, from your daughter itself, from your son itself, you should ask about your their friends, that how are they, what are they doing? And sometimes even a step further and you say, why don't you call her over for a play date at home?
That's the next step in a relationship. That's
exactly.
Right.
And that way the relationship becomes stronger. Why don't you invite them and the parents for a lunch at our place? Well, how about a dinner? How about a supper? And that way you will get to know their family better. You will get to know the children better, just in case these are school friends and not planned by you. And that way there is going to be a more respectable behavior between the families and between the friends itself, because this friend has come to your place. He's met you. You've treated them like your child. So tomorrow this friend is not going to beat up your son or your daughter because she respects you as an uncle and an auntie.
So like you're another father figure for them.
You've become a father figure and you've associated with them. So now she's not going to backstab this, this friend who's made this family relationship.
Like, in another way, we can say it's too complicated now. There are too many factors.
Too many factors to risk now.
Too many bonds, too many bridges to burn.
Exactly. So then by giving that necessary importance, you're telling your daughter or your son that your friend is important for me too. Right. He's important for you. I understand that. And he's important for me.
Right.
And this is what is going to build the bond between your teenage son and you. He's going to be like,
That's not a such method.
Exactly. Yeah. So he's like, my father respects my friend and I love my father because...
Well, even more simple, my father cares about my social life. He even knows my friends' names.
Names, and he associates with them. He cares for them. And sometimes you buy a gift and then you give your son to give it to your friend. And like, okay, it's Eid or whatever it is. You buy a gift and you're like, okay, give it to your friend. And then this way, there's a bonding happening. And the friend also learns good behaviors from your son. So that way, you're doing tarbiyat of your own son. You're doing the right upbringing of your own son. And indirectly through your son, you're doing upbringing of that friend as well.
So win-win situation, like we benefit from each other in this community. Like even the friend that your son has, he may even have more good manners and he will repay. And then it will keep on building this bond between them. They will learn and bounce off ideas from each other.
And that's how that social upbringing happens, right? So you're not just upbringing your own child, but you're also upbringing others' child, right? So that way a social upbringing happens, the close bonding happens, and then you are at least you're rest assured that my son has the right kind of company and I really don't need to have, sleepless nights worrying about that. What is my son doing behind me?
Right. Let's continue this discussion after a break.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مطي الخيرات.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You are now listening to the program Islamic Upping. Today we are discussing trips and tricks and advice we can employ to help our children choose good friends. Dear Sheikh, we mentioned two so far. Any other advice that we can employ?
There are a couple of more advice, but there's a myth that I want to address as part of this.
Please
last
do. Yeah, good idea.
Based on the time that we have, that some of the parents have this thought in them that, look, my son or my daughter, she doesn't have friends outside. Why? Because I am my son's friend.
Oh,
or
no.
I am my daughter's
those type
friend.
Of parents.
Yeah. And that doesn't really work out, right? Because
of course
there
not.
Are things that...
That cannot be said to
exactly.
your parents, nor should they be said.
Exactly. There are certain things, right. Some really silly stuff that you crack jokes about, not necessarily inappropriate. There could be some silly stuff that you just want to talk about and laugh, you know, about someone's hairstyle or someone's shoelaces or
right.
I don't know, whatever.
Stupid children's stuff.
Children's stuff, right?
Yeah.
That you can't sit and talk to your parents, and then when you do, when
right.
your
That's
parents
not
don't
befitting of your position or of their position.
Of their position. And
yeah.
the parents do not react to that content, that information, the way their own age group people
right.
react.
They're not going
right?
to laugh. They're going to give you a lesson in morals and ethics.
At the most, a little smirk, and they're like, okay, so this is what you talk about, you know what? And then you start giving lectures about...
Yes.
So this myth that parents live with, and in the hope that, you know, it's okay if my son doesn't find friends outside, I'm going to be my son's friend, I'm going to be my daughter's friend, that is not going to happen. You know,
but
a
Chef,
lot of parents live with that
right.
myth.
But what about a child who has friends, but also... He considers his father a friend, or the father considers...
And that
isn't that the perfect combination?
That's a very good combination, because
right.
if a father can be friend, he can be friend in certain areas, right?
Only? Or are you saying
for
that...
Example, right. For example, you know, I don't know if I should give this example, but let's say...
try it and I'll interrupt
teenage,
you.
The teenage boys, they discuss about, you know, all the different teachers that come to teach, or they mimic them, they act them out, and then they make fun of them, right?
Right.
This thing can't be done with your father. The child
oh, right.
doesn't come home. He can't come home and he acts out his teacher, mimics them and like, look, dad, my teacher, you know, this is how he walks. And then, dude, and then they're not going to laugh at
There's
this.
Some inside jokes, right?
Inside jokes, maybe.
Yeah.
So this is these areas the father can't be friend. But father can be friend where there's time for him to listen to his son. So his son has having problems, the son can come back and talk to the father.
Right.
And this is where he can be a friend by being a good listener.
Sheikh, I think this term we're using, this terminology of friend, I think it still applies to the father even if the son cannot joke with him in certain areas. Like I personally, I have some friends, they know not to joke with me in certain matters. Because I don't find it funny,
yeah,
right? That's just normal.
And that's okay. That's
yeah.
okay. I'm saying that some jokes you can have
right.
and crack them with your father and you can laugh together.
Yeah.
But there are certain things that you can't crack with your father and laugh about it.
Right.
Here you need people of your own age.
And we accept that it makes sense. But now as an extension of this question, should then parents strive to be the best friends of their children?
It won't work out. Even if they try, this need is not fulfilled. Like I mentioned, one of the
right.
needs is to hang around with the people of the same age, right? Let me give you an example. This kid wants to experiment different hairstyles, right?
Right.
And he looks at his friends and they're like, okay, he's got spiky hairs. He's got, you know, he's put braids in his
he
hair.
He has fade. He
he's
has
got
no one
colored
has.
His hair.
Right.
He's got blonde hair. And then by looking at these four or five people, he decides that none of them suits me. I'm going to have my regular hairstyle.
Right.
He can't have that kind of a behavior with the dad. He can't tell him, dad, I'm going to blonde my hair today and you spike your hair tomorrow. I want to see and match and see which one looks good. That's not going to work out with the father, right? So father can be best friend in certain areas, but certain areas, it has to be that, you know, fighting up, beating up each other and punching in
right.
the stomach.
Yeah, of course, of course.
That's not going to happen with the father. So he can't reach that best friend kind of a level.
Sheikh, won't you say it depends on the culture and, of course, on the individual himself? But because I know some parents, they're just like dude friends with their children and with other people's children. Like you seem he's just a child. I don't want to say he's a child. He's still a man, but he can still associate. They also fight.
Happens, I understand your point. But remember, when that happens, the sanctity of father being the wali of the house is compromised. So next time when father takes that position as a wali and says, this has to be done in
the
this
father
house,
figure.
The fatherly authoritative position, then the son will not associate with that. And like, dude, what are you saying?
Not add up. It is not befitting of your
exactly,
status.
Exactly.
I would love to continue this discussion, dear Sheikh, but we are unfortunately out of time. I thank you for contributing to this discussion and also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If our dear listeners have any suggestions, feedback or some comments, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir. Alternatively, you can also visit our website, parstoday.com. You can also find us on various social media websites, such as on Twitter and Instagram, under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Thank you for tuning in.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest.